WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The major party candidates for governor square off in the first of two debates, and we have a review and analysis. The Department of Health announces a digital option for your COVID-19 vaccination card. And as Chesapeake Bay cleanup efforts continue, a survey shows strong support for keeping it healthy. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, September 17th. The major party candidates for governor squared off in the first of two debates. Thursday night, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has a wrap-up.
Former Governor Terry McAuliffe says he'll preserve qualified immunity for police officers and mandate vaccines for COVID-19. His opponent in the race, Republican Glenn Youngkin, says he's worried critical race theory is being taught in Virginia classrooms, and he says McAuliffe is trying to recycle the politics of the past.
We have a 20-year high in murder rate, and yet my opponent embraces radical groups that want to defund police and close prisons. We watch our education system fail our children because he has sold out to the teachers' unions. And the cost of living in Virginia is absolutely running away from us.
The two candidates squared off at Appalachian School of Law in Grundy in a debate where each was trying to frame the election by portraying the other candidate as too extreme. McAuliffe repeatedly returned to the specter of former President Donald Trump.
He's a Trump wannabe. He's endorsed by Donald Trump three times. He said he was honored to have his endorsement. He wants to ban abortions here in Virginia. The number one issue he talked about the entire campaign was election integrity. The big issue I'm talking about are jobs, economic development. That's how you grow, investing in education, lifting up health care.
Not invited to the debate was Princess Blanding, who says she supports Second Amendment rights, banning police unions, and decriminalizing sex work. Early voting starts today. Michael Pope.
And in a few minutes, we'll have some analysis of the debate. In-person voting begins today in Virginia's November election, and the State Department of Elections will also begin sending out absentee ballots. Those ballots must be postmarked or dropped off by 7 p.m. on Election Day, November 2nd. The last day to request an absentee ballot is October 22nd. Voters do not need a reason to vote absentee. In-person early voting ends October 30th. On the ballot are races for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and every seat in the House of Delegates. For more information, visit elections.virginia.gov. For those concerned about carrying around their COVID-19 vaccination cards, the Virginia Department of Health has announced a digital option. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
QR codes are like barcodes made up of little squares. They have a number of uses. For example, restaurants often use them to open up a menu. The Virginia Department of Health announced Thursday you can use these codes to get your vaccination record. Virginians could access their vaccination records online before, but Chrissy Gray, who runs the Health Department's Division of Immunization, says this system is more convenient and trustworthy.
We've taken that same information and we've incorporated it using the Smart Health format into a QR code that can be scanned by the Verifier app, and that is really empowering Virginians with a trustworthy, verifiable copy of their vaccination record.
On vaccinate.virginian.gov, you can pull your record by entering your name, birthday, and zip code. Then you'll get a confirmation code to your phone as a security measure. Once a QR code is set up, you can save it. Anyone trying to verify your record will need a specific app.
Virginia is the fifth U.S. state to adopt the Smart Health format, so it is a very new technology. We went with this type of format because it is open and interoperable, allowing more people to access and use it without compromising privacy.
Gray says Virginians who are vaccinated in Maryland or Tennessee are also in the system. I'm Jad Khalil.
Nearly three-quarters of Virginia voters view the health of the Chesapeake Bay as important, according to a new poll. Joel Dunn is president of the Chesapeake Conservancy, one of the nonprofits that conducted the poll.
When we enhance the connections to the stories of the Chesapeake Bay, its history, its people, its wildlife, we can inspire a whole new wave of environmental supporters and conservation stewards to protect our region's greatest natural resource and national treasure.
The Chesapeake Bay has historically suffered from pollution. Virginia and other mid-Atlantic states are trying to clean up the bay by the federal deadline of 2025. Gubernatorial candidates Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin raised similar amounts of money in the last 2 months. The most recent campaign finance reports showed both McAuliffe and Youngkin raising more than $11 million during that time. But Youngkin loaned his campaign $4.5 million of his own money. Both campaigns have raised amounts that far exceed any amount previously raised in a governor's race in Virginia. Well, it is the day after the first debate in the 2021 campaign for governor, and as the campaigns spin the results, Jeff Shapiro with the Richmond Times-Dispatch and Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope have some analysis.
The two major party candidates squared off in the first of two debates. Jeff Shapiro, did each of these candidates accomplish what they wanted to going into this thing?
Definitely. Though this was not an evening to suffer through on a full stomach. This was anything but Oxford high table debate. It was very much Trump-Biden-like, and before that, Trump-Clinton-like. Both of these candidates had very specific stories to tell, and they told them. For Terry McAuliffe, to invigorate Democrats who may not be paying attention and may not be aware of the stakes, he continued to hammer away at Youngkin as a Trump wannabe, McAuliffe's words, who would, you know, virtually ban abortion. Youngkin, on the other hand, trying to put some distance between himself and Donald Trump, doing so on election integrity. That was a bit of a surprise, and trying to emphasize his tax and spending plan, which is largely intended to peel away some of those suburban swing voters who are going to decide this election and who have been migrating to the large D Democratic Party in the past 4 years, largely because of Trump.
So I thought it was interesting that each of these candidates created some distance between themselves and their base. For the Democrat, it was on qualified immunity. For the Republican, it was on election integrity. Jeff Shapiro, what did you make of that?
Well, you know, this says a lot about where the candidates are and what they see as obstacles going forward. Virginia is a center-left state, maybe. It is not a center-far-left state. So these positions, McAuliffe's position in support of legal protections for cops who are accused of using excessive force, that definitely puts him at odds post-George Floyd with a very liberal element within the General Assembly. Youngkin on election integrity, clearly trying to put some distance between himself and sort of the big lie narrative that really is dominating Republican politics these days.
Another part of this that was interesting and worth noting is Youngkin's refusal to back down on his insistence that critical race theory is being taught in Virginia classrooms, and McAuliffe's unwillingness to answer the question on whether or not he wants to overturn right to work. What did you make of that?
Well, you know, the racial component of critical race theory is not to be ignored. This is clearly a play largely to white suburban fears, though there is ample evidence that this is not being taught in school. If anything, it is, the record shows, a school of thought in historic research. As far as McAuliffe is concerned, on right to work, he fancies himself the pro-business dealmaker, that Virginia has a prohibition on compulsory union membership, is considered a magnet for business in this state. There is definitely a sharp division of opinion among Democrats on this. And notice the artful manner in which McAuliffe handles this issue, though he did not say this at the debate Thursday night. And that is, favors right to work. He favors repeal if the legislature sends him a repeal bill, which he does not expect will happen. Talk about splitting hairs.
All right, so that's all the time we've got for this week. I'm Michael Pope, and we've been joined by Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Talk to you next week.
See you then.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.